You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 38. And today I'm going to go behind the scenes and share my secrets to getting 10 times more done. So let's get started.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and want to magnify your impact, boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Hello there, inspired entrepreneurs and business leaders. It's Melanie Benson here. And our theme today is all about getting more done. So I want to share one of my favorite resources that helps me pull that off. And that's my online calendaring tool. Now, I get asked all the time, what are ways to save time? How can I be more productive? There's nothing that wastes time faster than chasing people down to schedule an appointment, get that lunch together, or even book a session. So if you're a service provider where you book your time, I highly recommend that you are syncing up to an online calendaring tool. I share my favorite one on melanierecommends.com, and you'll get a link to try it out for free. So let's get into the episode so I can share some more of my secrets to getting 10 times more done. I had a really pivotal moment very early on in my career. I was about 18 months in, and I realized I had a growing list of things to do, and there was never enough time to get everything done. I came out of the corporate world where I had an assistant, I had a team, I could get other people to help me accomplish things. But when I got into my own business, that wasn't there unless I paid for it. I'm sure you can relate. But what I did realize very quickly is there was a lot of things that I had no idea how to do. I was really hitting my head against the wall, trying to figure out how to get it all done, and I needed a better way to grow faster. This is where the decision I made has paid off over and over and over again, and that was I knew that it was time to delegate. One of my claims to fame in the business world was I was really good at putting teams together. I would bring people together to accomplish crazy big goals in record time. Now, was I the best team leader? Maybe not at the time. I had a lot to learn, and I sure have learned about that along the way. But what I did know is that it's very difficult to grow if you don't let go. You have to have other people who are in their superpower getting things done that you don't have time for, you don't have the energy for, or maybe you don't even know how to do. And my personal favorite, you mess them up every time you do them. When I want to learn something new, I do one of two things. I turn to my coach or I turn to my colleagues. And in this case, I did both. I turned to people who had been there before to learn how to grow a team. And what I came up with was that a lot of people who were growing quickly were delegating to something called a virtual assistant. Now, I was familiar with the idea of a virtual team because I had been a virtual workforce very early on, right when the internet was invented. I knew very clearly that being able to work out of my own home made me way more productive because I wasn't driving back and forth 2.5 hours to get to the home base at that time. But what I realized was that if I was going to grow, I probably should replicate some things that other people did well. And in this case, it was hiring other people to help them get more done faster. And so I looked around, I started putting the word out, I found this amazing virtual assistant. And this was right at a very pivotal time where I had made the decision that I was going to break 6 figures within a year. I had committed to doing whatever it was going to take. I was tired of struggling financially, and this was a huge leap of faith, massive leap of faith. And what I realized was I needed to find the right person who I could trust to help me grow. And sure enough, I was introduced to somebody who was kind of the go-to virtual assistant in the world of coaching and online marketing at the time. And I brought this woman on. It was a huge shift for me. It was really scary. I didn't have the money to pay for her, but I knew that I was pretty much stuck where I was until I could get some help to get the things tackled that were at that next level. So I went deep. I dug really deep and I took a leap of faith and I hired her. And what I found is very quickly she started freeing me up because she could do things I didn't have time for. I didn't do well and needed to be done, but I didn't even have on my radar yet. And she was freeing me up a minimum of 10 hours a week, sometimes 20 hours a week. And I could reinvest that back into, guess what? serving paying clients. So my $350 a month investment in her very quickly became a profitable return on investment because I was making an additional $900 minimum from the time she freed up. Now I know that's a no-brainer. Like if you think about investing in the stock market, you're not going to get that good of a return on investment that quickly. But for me, it was huge. And we were able to tackle big projects that I'd been dreaming of, but I didn't know how to pull off. She, you know, handled everything for me. And when she got too overwhelmed with too many things to do, she helped me hire other people to expand the team. And what quickly happened is I went from being tapped out at about $1,500 a month, $1,000 somewhere in there, to making six figures in under 9 months. Part of it was making the decision, and part of it was getting in there and hiring somebody and trusting, literally walking a path where you had to let go and trust that it was going to work out. And boy, did it ever. I've had a team every day since. I have changed my team several times because sometimes people grow and they go in a different direction, which is what she did, which I was always very sad about because she was fantastic. But what I learned is this: if you want to become a bigger success, if you want to reach more of your goals, if you want to be able to expand your income and your impact, and let's just say you want to have more time to enjoy your life, getting things off your plate, hiring trusted people to come in and work with you is the best and fastest way to accelerate your growth. So I created a little mantra that I now teach people through my Build Your Dream Team program, and that is delegate anything someone else can do better, faster, or cheaper than you. And it's a great catchy mantra. I hope you write it down and you use it over and over and over again. But here's the really funny thing is sometimes people are like, well, what is that? What should I do? And I have several tools that I've developed through the Build Your Dream Team programs and the resources that come with it. That might be something you want to check out, but let's get some ideas flowing today. Let me cover my top tasks that if you were to delegate them, you could actually grow faster and you can grow more effectively and productively and profitably. So the first type of task that I highly recommend that you get off your plate is tasks that you tend to procrastinate that actually drive business. Okay, so this could be anything for you, but it's something that if you don't do it, it will negatively impact your business. It has value. It produces a viable result. For some people, these are some of the routine marketing activities, like maybe doing those blog posts or putting a podcast together. It could be the bookkeeping that somehow billing that client never quite happens because you're so busy doing everything else. These are things that you put off that you shouldn't. And when you get someone else to do them for you because it's their superpower and they're really organized and they get stuff done, you actually make money. The second type of task you should delegate are tasks that burn you out. Listen, I know that you are probably like me. There are some things you're really good at and you love doing and they give you energy. And there's probably some things that you've had to do to grow your business that burn you out. No matter what level of success you're at, if you are doing activities that drain you, you are probably also derailing your motivation and your inspiration in the process. So why would you keep doing them? Well, sometimes people do them because they think they can't afford to get them off your plate. But if you look at the cost of keeping those activities that burn you out, you will quickly see there is a massive payoff in getting other people to do them. Now, you may need a plan that you up-level your team as you grow, and then you get more and more of the activities off your plate as you grow. That's great, but know what they are so you can quickly get them off your plate. One of those for me is project management. And here's the really interesting thing. I was trained as a project manager. I've gone through advanced training. I know how to do it. But oh my gosh, it makes my brain cells all twisted up and it drains me. And what I've learned along the way is there's different energies that your mind kicks into to do certain things. And it's really hard to do project management and then turn around and be creative and then turn around and coach. I have to pick the lane that is the best lane for me in the way I'm wired and in the superpower that when I use it, it grows the business. Project management's not one of them, which is why my team does it for me. Sometimes we do it together just to get what's out of my head into theirs. But for me to not be responsible for it is a huge time expander and energy expander. So look at the tasks that are burning you out and come up with a plan to get them off your plate now or move into that plan as you grow. A third type of task that I think is really important to get off your plate very early on are tasks that you mess up. I've told this story a million times over the years, but I almost always messed up my travel. I think it's because I was moving really fast and I just wasn't slowing down to really pay attention to all the details. But one time I booked a flight to one place in Florida and had to be in another place in Florida, and it cost me $500 to fix it. Those are the kinds of things that when you let somebody do what they do best and you stick to what you do best, you don't make those costly mistakes. So outsource the things that you routinely don't do well, or it takes you a really long time to do them because you're really not that great at them. Those are the things that are no-brainers to get off your plate. Now, what about activities that cost too much? This means you have to know what you're worth per hour. And there's some exercises that you can Google, or I do these with my clients to help them really understand what their worth per hour is. But I think we have to safely assume that you're worth at least $100 an hour, if not 10 times that. My hourly rate is around $1,500 an hour if I look at what I'm worth to the business. So if I'm doing something that's worth $25, meaning I could pay somebody $25 an hour, $10 an hour, even $50 an hour to do it for me, I really have to ask myself, why am I holding on to that? Am I enjoying it and it gives me energy? Okay. Well, then maybe we need to think about that one. But if I'm just doing it out of habit, or I'm afraid somebody can't do it as well as me, then I'm really costing the business money by keeping it. Think about what you could reinvest that time into to grow the business that only you could do. That's a quick way to know what you should delegate and what you should hold on to. So the last one I want to talk about is someone else being able to do it faster. And this is something that I think is really worth paying attention to when you're building a bigger team. Once you've got your base team in place, or if it's the very beginning of your business and you are at a place where you have a lot to do and a lot to learn. See, some people think I have to learn it before I can delegate because I've got to teach it to them. I like to look at this differently, and that is, if you want to accelerate your growth, you've got to let go. And so I like hiring people that are smarter than me, that have more talent than me, that know how to do the things that I don't do well or that I don't even know I need to do, because then I'm outsourcing ownership. I'm a huge believer in getting people to take ownership of the tasks they do for me so I'm not micromanaging. And this is one way to do it. When I'm working with brand new business owners, one of the things we look at is who could they hire to do the things they're trying to learn so they stop learning and they go back into content creation and actually driving revenue in the door. It's one of the little tricks to speeding up and getting more done faster. So could someone else do it faster because they know how to do it or they're better at it? Yes, get it off your plate. So these are five types of activities you really should consider getting off your plate. Have you? Are you delegating? Are you getting other people to help you grow? Are you maybe at a point where you've got a few people, but you're still the bottleneck to growth and you've got way too much on your plate? It might be time to take that team to the next level and start outsourcing and delegating things at a mastery level rather than the minute small things that got you where you are today. Every stage of our growth requires a completely new set of superpowers. It requires a whole new set of strategies, and oftentimes it requires a new team to go to that next level. And we may have to grow the team we have, or maybe even change up some of the people that got us where we are today. I have a free resource I'd love to share with you. It's the Smart Entrepreneur's Guide to Hiring for Growth. And I tackle the three main stages of business development and who you should be hiring, what you should be getting off your plate at each one. And you can get that resource right now on hireforgrowthresource.com. And of course, I'll put that URL on the show page as well at melaniebenson.com/blog. So this is just meant to get your juices flowing, get you to start thinking about what activities could you get off your plate. What I know for sure is my secret to getting 10 times more done doesn't have to do with me getting more done. It has to do with me being willing to let go so that the business can grow beyond just me, and being willing to let other people help me grow, being willing to get other people to take ownership of tasks and activities that I just can't get to. It's the only way I've ever been able to grow as fast as I can. Sometimes it does mean you've got to get your head around investing in something before the revenue is there. So you have to be strategic. You have to focus on profit activities first. But what I know for sure is you can't get there alone. You can't get there on your own. And when you surround yourself with really amazing, capable people that let you do what you do best, you will accelerate your growth 10 to 100 times over. Here's a quick game plan of how you can accelerate your growth using this concept of hiring and outsourcing and delegating. First of all, I want you to make a list of the activities you spend the most time doing. And then secondly, I want you to rate them. Do you procrastinate them? Do they burn you out? Are you good at them? Really look at the A, B, and C. A's are the ones that you do well. When you spend time on them, they make you money. B are the things that you do them, but you don't really do them all that great. They take you a lot of time, not your favorite things. And C are the things you don't do well, you never make time for, and they completely exhaust you and deplete you. When you look at them that way, if you've got tasks in the C category that you're spending time doing or you never get to that are draining you and exhausting you, but they would really help you grow the business, delegate them first. When you get through that list, then you can get to the second list. You do them, but you're not that great at them. You don't really love them. You know, you can get them done. Those are the two levels that really free you up. And then the A's, you only start to delegate when you're at the point that you're really looking to expand and you have to get massively clear about your core role as the leader. That's when you start letting other people take your A-level tasks off your plate. So it's a simple plan. I know for some people, you'll get this list really quickly, and others, you might need to take some time and really pay attention to the tasks and activities you do. I always have my clients, when I'm helping them build their dream team, take about 2 to 3 weeks to work on that list, because you'll start to see there's things you do automatically that you forget you do to add to the list. And I swear this process works. It so clearly illuminates what to get off your plate first. And if you need a little bit more of a push, spend some time getting clear on what your value is. What are you worth per hour? And what could you outsource those tasks for? Let me tell you, it gets clear very quickly that you're costing the business money when you're doing them yourself. And then last, if you really are having fear about investing in your first team, your first virtual assistant or helper, or maybe even growing to the next level of the team, get clear. When you make that investment, what would you need to do to make that investment profitable? What could you reinvest your time in? What could you accomplish through them? How could it make you money? Don't just stop at I can't afford it. Really give yourself the benefit of thinking strategically so you can get what you need instead of getting stuck at I can't afford it. I was just working with a new client the other day who is in a service-based profession. And he knew he needed more team members, but he was really stuck on it. And so we literally sat down and mapped out for him to afford the employee he needed, how much new business would he have to drive to cover them, and then at what point would it be profitable? And all of a sudden, the light bulbs were going off. He's like, I can hire them because I can do that in my sleep. Run the numbers, get clear. Well, this is one of my favorite things to talk about. I love helping people build their dream teams, partially because so many people get stuck and they don't need to, and partially because I've been doing it for close to 30 years now. And I know inside and out what it takes to really grow your business and get more done without you becoming the bottleneck to your growth. Listen, the secret is I don't personally get 10 times more done. I surround myself with brilliant people who are really good at what they do so they can help me accomplish more than I ever could on my own. We've all heard that saying, it takes a village. It really does. It takes a village of people who are good at what they do to help you really achieve that big, bold vision. And that's what's possible. Be willing to let go to grow. All right, we'll be back again next week with another episode. And in the meantime, be sure to join us in AmplifyYourSuccessCommunity.com so that I can hear what you're delegating and we can celebrate your progress. Bye for now.
You've been listening to the Amplify Your Success podcast with your host, Melanie Benson. Want to get connected to other thought leaders and visionaries transforming the world? Join the free Amplify Your Success community at AmplifyYourSuccessCommunity.com. And you can quickly find all the resources from today's episode on Melanie's blog at MelanieBenson.com/blog. Just put today's episode number in the search bar. Now choose to get amplified today. See you next week.